perfectly and beautifully organized gallery upside down with clutter and ugly fabrics. There were some things she could tolerate, Mallory told herself, but being slapped in the face with hideous taste in her own space wasn't one of them. Then again, blowing up at the owner's wife was not the path to job security, particularly when the words myopic plebeian bimbo were employed. Lightning split the sky over the rise ahead, and Mallory winced as much in memory of her temper as from the flash. A very bad move on her part, which only showed what happened when you gave in to temper and impulse. To top it off, she'd spilled cappuccino on Pamela's Escada suit, but that had been an accident. Almost. However fond James was of her, Mallory knew her livelihood was hanging by a very slim thread, and when the thread broke, she would be sunk. Art galleries weren't a dime a dozen in a pretty, picturesque town like Pleasant Valley. She would either have to find another area of work as a stopgap or relocate. Neither option put a smile on her face. She loved Pleasant Valley, loved being surrounded by the mountains of western Pennsylvania. She loved the small-town feel, the mix of quaint and sophisticated that drew the tourists and the getaway crowds that spilled out of neighboring Pittsburgh for impulsive weekends. Even when she was a child growing up in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, Pleasant Valley was exactly the sort of place she'd imagined living in. She craved the hills, with their shadows and textures, and the tidy streets of a valley town, the simplicity of the pace, the friendliness of neighbors. The decision to someday fold herself into the fabric of Pleasant Valley had been made when she was 14 and spent a long holiday weekend there with her parents. Just as she'd decided, when she wandered through the gallery that long-ago autumn, that she would one day be part of that space. Of course, at the time, she had thought her paintings would hang there, but that was one item on her checklist that she'd been forced to delete rather than tick off when it was accomplished. She would never be an artist, but she had to be, needed to be, involved with and surrounded by art. Still, she didn't want to move back to the city. She wanted to keep her gorgeous, roomy apartment 2 blocks from the gallery, with its views of the Appalachians, its creaky old floors, and its walls that she'd covered with carefully selected artwork. But the hope of that was looking as dim as the stormy sky. So she hadn't been smart with her money, Mallory admitted with a windy sigh. She didn't see the point of letting it lie in some bank when it could be turned into something lovely to look at or to wear. Until it was used, money was just paper. Mallory tended to use a great deal of paper. She was overdrawn at the bank. Again. She'd maxed out her credit cards. Ditto. But, she reminded herself, she had a great wardrobe and the start of a very impressive art collection, which she would have to sell, piece by piece, and most likely at a loss to keep a roof over her head if Pamela brought the axe down. But maybe tonight would buy her some time and goodwill. She hadn't wanted to attend the cocktail reception at Warrior's Peak, a fanciful name for a spooky old place, she thought. Another time, she would have been thrilled at the opportunity to see the inside of the great old house so high on the ridge, and to rub elbows with people who might be patrons of the arts. But the invitation had been odd, written in an elegant hand on heavy stone-colored paper with the logo of an ornate gold key in lieu of letterhead. Though it was tucked in her evening bag now, along with her compact, her lipstick, her cell phone, her glasses, a fresh pen, business cards, and $10, Mallory remembered the wording. The pleasure of your company is desired for cocktails and conversation, 8 p.m., September 4th, Warrior's Peak. You are the key. The lock awaits. Now, how weird was that? Mallory asked herself, and gritted her teeth as the car shimmied in a sudden gust of wind. The way her luck was going, it was probably a scam for a pyramid scheme. The house had been empty for years. She knew it had been purchased recently, but the details were sparse. An outfit called Triad, she recalled. She assumed it was some sort of corporation looking to turn the place into a hotel or a mini-resort, which didn't explain why they'd invited the manager of the gallery